WSHU-FM and HD in Fairfield. From the eastern end of Long Island, 89.9 WSUF-FM in Noyac, Greenport, New London. And streaming live on the internet at WSHU.org. Well, WSHU has tickets to give away to Long Wharf Theater, presenting August Wilson's Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning classic Fences, directed by Felicia Rashad. The New York Post called it, quote, a dramatic home run, close quote. Winners will be chosen from all entries received on the web at WSHU.org by midnight Sunday. This week on Classics for Kids, we begin an introduction to the instruments of the orchestra with Benjamin Britten's The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Listen this Sunday afternoon just before 5 on WSHU public radio stations 91.1 and 89.9 FM. Classics for Kids can help you introduce the children in your life to the wonders of classical music and hear it in a way that's fun for kids of all ages. Well, we've got a cloudy night out there, although it's warm for this time of year. There could be some isolated showers this evening on the overnight, and the overnight low will be in the upper 30s. Saturday, however, promises to be a sunny day with the high in the upper 40s and maybe even creeping up to 50. The winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow showers in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. It's going to be breezy, and it will be cooler. The overnight low in the lower 20s. Whoa. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of flurries, windy and colder with the high in the lower 30s. And on Monday, a sunny day, but it will be cold with the high in the mid-30s. And yes, those wind chill values are back. Wind chill values as low as 5 below in the morning. So looks like fall's not over, but winter is starting to set in as we approach the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Well, my name is Steve Winters. The program is Profiles in Folk, and we have with us for the first hour of tonight's program, Sean Taylor, young singer-songwriter, who has got a very personal connection to the mass slayings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, and since then has been spearheading an effort to put together a compilation CD that will ultimately benefit the Newtown school system and the arts and education programs. And we're going to be talking with him about that and about his career tonight here on Profiles in Folk. So let's go down to Studio A and see and hear Sean Taylor. Thank you.
got the words to break it down. Just sang with me. Breathe with me. 'Cause I can't find my center.
Some nice picking there, too.
Thank you, Steve.
Go along with it. Sean Taylor, who is a denizen of the Lower Naugatuck Valley, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter who has been working the circuit for a number of years now. You are relentless sometimes when I look at your schedule.
It's good to be busy.
It is, indeed. And he is a balladeer, a troubadour, kind of in my mind, in the you know, you're a storyteller in kind of the old school sense. People like Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston and maybe Logan English.
I like to think that anyway.
You've always impressed me as the kind of guy who sings in his front on his front porch and in his kitchen, but also is equally adept. And one of the reasons we haven't been able to get you in sooner is because you're either playing this club or this tavern or this coffee house or that or this festival.
Well, tonight I can play around the world on here, right?
Yeah, it is. Distinctive voice and great guitar playing.
Thank you, Steve.
But one of the things we want to talk about with Sean before we really plunge into his career is, especially with the first anniversary of. Absolutely horrific tragedy up at Newtown at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And you've got a personal connection, which I'll have you explain. But you've taken that tragedy, and good fortune happened to you and your family, and you've turned it into a positive effort to kind of, as you said, have a second chance and making it count by spearheading a drive for a benefit compilation CD that will bring some degree of hope and healing and peace. And the profits of which will be used in that particular school system. You want to talk a little bit about your connection to
sure.
to the tragedy?
Sure. My wife teaches at Sandy Hook School. She's a second grade teacher there and was there that day. We were very, very lucky. And her class was very lucky. And and so I didn't know what to do with myself personally after all this happened. Life was kind of turned upside down, obviously, despite our good luck. And I had been pouring my energy before that into a different endeavor, my CD before that. And so I was kind of on that track, and I didn't know what else to do other than try to put a CD together to perpetuate more music and healing, because I can't think of a better healer than music for myself personally.
Right. For many, many people. Yeah. And, just the thought of it. I mean, when did you find out that your wife was safe in her class?
Well, there was a span of 20 minutes that I didn't know.
Okay. You're right. It's got to be somewhat frightening.
Yeah, it was terrifying, of course.
Mm-hmm. And how has this all affected you as a performer? I know the piece that you opened up with, Dance, you said is one of the first pieces that you've written since then.
That is the first song I've written since then.
It is the first song.
Which only came out about a month ago, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's affected me in many different ways. Music really has always been there the whole while, but it kind of took a back burner to many other things for a little while there, so.
Right.
It still is, but but it's kind of beginning to merge to where the music and the things on the back burner are coming together a little more. So,
right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Seeds of Hope project, which seems to me, just in reading your emails over time and stuff, has been kind of a nice healing process as well, because of the support that you've gotten for the CD.
Very much so. That's the whole spirit of the thing is bringing people together, and not just music, but people. It's going to be involving a lot of different artists, musicians. Every track is going to be from a different artist. So it's bringing a lot of people together, and it's a double CD. It's the artwork is being donated. Everything's being donated, except for the cost of printing and licensing and whatnot. Aside from that, everything's being put together by a community of people. So it's been very encouraging, like you said. And it's one of the reasons I was able to start sitting down and write again. It was listening to everybody's songs that had sent me songs and just songs that I kind of lean on anyway. And just, music, as I said, has always been a very important part of my life. So,
and you've gotten some really big names to contribute as well. Big names in the world of folk.
In the world of folk music.
Yeah.
Just very kind, down-to-earth people who just want to help. And it's in the spirit of the project. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it was fascinating to see that Greg Brown has offered a piece, and Vance Gilbert, Peter Mulvey, Brother Son, and a lot of really fine people on it. How long did it take you to get the word out and then start getting responses?
Well, I was in shock when I put the whole thing together, so I thought it would be done in a couple of weeks. But here we are almost a year later. So, I had planned on releasing it in the beginning of the summer and kind of realized that we need more time to put things together and to allow people who are close to the situation to become part of the project, without pressuring them to have to do something right then and there. So.
Right.
So it's taken a long time, and we hope to have it done before the spring, but we don't even have a definite deadline.
Right. Well, I imagine there's just a lot of legal type work that goes into, getting the clearances and the licensing.
Not that much, because we're doing mostly original music.
Okay.
There's only going to be 3 or 4 cover songs on the whole thing.
Right.
So with that, there's a little bit of paperwork, sure, but...
But not a lot.
Right. It's more of a matter of allowing the time for people to be involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, and is it still called Songs for Hope?
Yep.
And there is a website that people can go to, which is www.sandyhooksongsforhope.org. Remember, it's a .org at the end. sandyhooksongsforhope.org, and it will give you the whole story of what Sean has been doing, including ways that you can help out with the album from
donating money to, I think I saw a note about donating even padded envelopes.
We need padded envelopes even to send them out to people.
To send them out, right. Yeah. And have you given more thought to how the proceeds will be used, the profits from the
we're I'm not actually a 501c, so we're actually going to be working with CT Folk to distribute
good
sell
people
them.
Who run the Connecticut Folk Festival.
Yeah, they've done a lot of great things for the state musically and otherwise, community building wise, and so I'm going to be working with them to distribute them and sell them. But anyway, the proceeds are going to be distributed to the 1214 Foundation, which is doing a lot to bring the cultural arts to Newtown,
mm-hmm.
And build kind of a cultural arts center. And the Ana Marquez Green Foundation, Scholarship Foundation at WestCon, because they're providing $10,000 music scholarships to four-year students to basically perpetuate music in Anna's name. And then the Newtown Cultural Arts Commission, because they have the Healing Through Newtown, or Healing Newtown Initiative. Mm-hmm. Through the arts.
Right.
So all basically the idea is just to help perpetuate other people to make more art and to give people an outlet.
Right.
I think one of the things I noticed in the backlash of everything is that the more energy you put into the political arena of what needs to be done in the aftermath of something like this, the more is taken away from the arts and
Isn't that so true? Yeah.
So we're hoping that this could kind of be a push in the opposite direction.
Right. And people, if they go to the webpage, will see that there's a wonderful quote from Leonard Bernstein that is occasionally cited, and I think really needs to be recited a lot more. But this will be our reply to violence, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before. In fact, I think it may be John McCutcheon's latest album where he's got several pieces about social justice and social issues on, where he uses basically the same quote from Bernstein as well. So let's listen to a couple pieces that are going to be on the album. The first one, from The Sea, The Sea, a wonderful duo from right here in Connecticut. The song I'm not familiar with.
It's off of their new album, actually.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It is, yeah.
Haven't seen the new album yet.
Yeah, it's. I believe it's out now. I thought it was anyway. Anyway, maybe you're getting a sneak peek. I'm not sure. But.
And it's called?
It's called Regarding Blah, and it's very much, it's a strange title, but it's very much in the spirit of the project. So.
Right, and then our old friend's brother, Son, who have really this summer, I think, hit a high plane. There's a lot of buzz with them, played a lot of wonderful festivals, but they're becoming beacons almost in the area of folk music and social issues. Their piece, Love is the Water. So we'll take a listen to these two cuts from the Seeds of Hope, Songs of Hope album.
No such thing as having too much faith. There is only losing faith. And why, oh why would you go to that place where you have lost your faith? Say sometimes you have too much faith in people. They have a way of letting you down. I say, don't be quick to judge those people.
A little bit. There it is.
You say sometimes it's all out of focus. And all of go and love somebody, 'cause that kind of thing has a way of coming back around. That kind of thing has a way of coming back around. There's no such thing as having too much faith. There is only losing faith. And why, oh why would you go to that place where you have lost your faith? Where you have lost your faith.
You say your heart's been turned to stone. You say you wanna be left alone. You say love only made you weep and moan. Let me tell you something that you know in your bones.
Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
You say your soul's like a dry riverbed. Stop waiting for the water long ago, you said. You better pray all night for the rain instead. Life comes like a tidal wave over your head.
Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
You say waiting for love takes too long. Dulls a sharp mind, weakens the strong. Well, you may be right, but you may be wrong. 'Cause love can make a mountain come tumbling down.
Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
The river washes over every woman and man. Feet in the gravel and mud in your hands. Nothing can stand against love's command. Every bone
that turns into a grain of sand. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.
Oh, that is a good cut.
Beautiful.
Did you
song.
Ask them for that, or did they?
I asked
they
Pat.
Choose
yes.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. I've opened for Pat before. He's just a great guy.
It's a perfect cut. That's Brother Son. Love is the water. And before that, the sea, regarding blah. Chuck does some really creative. Chucky Costa is one half of the sea. And he does some really creative twists.
He's very creative.
Twists. Yeah. He really, really does. Amazing me. And those are just two of what will be how many cuts on the double album?
26.
26. That is called The Songs of Hope. And it is a
Songs for Hope.
Songs for Hope. It'll be a CD fundraiser, as we've been talking about with Sean Taylor, for arts programs and scholarship funds in the Newtown area, in commemoration of the horrific tragedy at Sandy Hook. Elementary School back in December of 2012. And it is a very, very positive way. And you've got a lot of people helping you. You've sort of made mention, but we should probably name a couple of them.
One of the first people I pulled in was my studio engineer, who offered up his time in his studio and to master and to record certain people, mm-hmm. and several people. And that's Paul Oplak from Long Hill Studios in Shelton. And also the guy who had designed my last CD, Matt Miklas from Shelton, too, is doing all the artwork for us for free. Dick Neal's loaned us studio time.
Dick's been a guest
Stratford here.
A lot of
great people, and then, of course, all the musicians who've donated tracks so far. And there were a lot more that offered tracks, too many than we could fit. So,
was that a difficult decision?
Of course, you probably had
to turn some people away.
Unfortunately, yeah. There's only so many tracks you can fit in, but
fit onto a CD.
But also CT Folk, I've been talking to a lot and consulting with about. We're going to start a concert series in conjunction with their camp program, which is Connecticut. It's on that paper. What is it? Horrible with acronyms. But, Connecticut Artists Presenters, I think. Connecticut Association of Music Presenters. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a mouthful.
But we're gonna try to get some of the people from the CD at various venues in Connecticut and raise money for the same causes.
That makes sense, right.
Yep.
If they're out there and people will respond.
That's the hope.
At concerts and such. And again, if you want to know more about the CD and the whole project and how you can help out just as a listener, of folk and acoustic music, go to www.sandyhooksongsforhope, all one word, sandyhooksongsforhope, and .org on the internet. And it's a very, very nice webpage as well, which kind of really explains a lot of things. You've got it broken down nicely there.
Thank you.
And it can be anything from a monetary contribution to, as we said, those padded envelopes you need to mail out, or mailing labels. Every little piece really does help. And you expect you'll have the CD out?
We're hoping before the spring. We're just trying to get those final few pieces together. It's 90% ready. So
I think every artist who's ever been a guest here. Mostly when they're talking about their own album, and I can't even imagine what it's like putting together a double CD and dealing with so many different artists. But everyone who's ever made a CD or in the process of making a CD when they've been a guest said, "Well, you know, maybe it'll be then, but it could be later." And
takes 10 times as long and costs 10 times as much.
It always seems that way. It always seems that way. But you've pretty much have covered some of your basic costs already with the fundraising.
Yeah, I mean, the production, the printing of 1,000 CDs is already covered, and the licensing, because we're only doing 3 or 4 cover songs, which is yet to be determined there exactly. But more or less, those expenses are covered. So.
Right. Good. But every little piece can help if people do want to donate.
And we're actually
to purchase the CD
probably be starting them the pre-sales in about a month. So
Okay, great.
So you can check our website, or you can even visit Connecticut Folk's website, which is ct.org or ctfolk.org rather.
Right. Okay, and again, it's Songs of Hope.
Songs for Hope.
Songs for Hope. Okay. I still have that Seeds of Hope.
Yes,
which
the name has changed
CD
a couple
in
times.
In my head. Let's talk a little bit about your career too. You've got 3 albums out. You've been a finalist at the Connecticut Folk Festival songwriting competition. Mm-hmm. You've actually won some prizes for your fiction writing.
Yeah,
which I think is kind of neat. But the thing that has struck me is that you really do keep busy. We have not been able to get him in here on a Friday night because he's always booked up somewhere. And so how have you found it? I mean, when did you make the decision to really become a troubadour?
Well, actually, right before we had my daughter. I was a, I know, right? Of all times, I was a cabinet maker for a while there, and you know, the economy was slowing down, and I was starting to pick up gigs, and our daughter was going to be born, and we didn't want to put her in daycare, and it kind of just all the pieces came together, and kind of I've been just working from there and hammering away little by little and trying to keep as busy as possible and meet people everywhere and network, expand the network. And
that's the big part of it.
Yeah.
Because there's just a lot of people out there playing these days.
There's so many great musicians. It's you know,
it's getting ridiculous.
It's hard, yeah. It's hard, but it's a great thing, though. I was just at the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance conference this past week, and just to see a 800 music lovers and musicians all in one spot was really inspiring. We have a lot of talent in the Northeast.
There is. Likewise, there are a lot of venues, too. New venues popping up.
Yep.
Especially, do you do a lot of house concerts?
I'm starting to. I've done several, but I'm starting to. I made a lot of those contacts this weekend, hopefully.
Good.
We'll see what happens from there. So.
Yeah, those conferences really do, especially on a regional basis, I think work out for performers very well.
It's really great, yeah.
In being able to make, you know, the contacts and the associations.
It's hard to meet people when you're always out playing, really.
It's true. Very true. More performers come in here and say, well, I really like to do festivals because the only time I get to see fellow musicians who are friends.
That's it.
You know. And when you're doing, you know, you're out there as a solo, and you sometimes play with a trio or a band.
Yeah, I do a duo, trio. I do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you do much music with other singer-songwriters, like in a sort of round robin thing?
In the round, over the last few years, I've done a lot of that, and it's been some of my favorite performances because you can kind of feed off of each other and learn a lot about songwriting that way. So.
Right. How'd you first get involved?
With
songwriting and with performing.
I have always loved music ever since. It was just one of those things I was drawn to as a very young kid. My father listened to a lot of acoustic music.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of just always had that in my ear. I tried playing guitar when I was younger, and it just didn't work out. My dad had a heavy gauge strings, and it just didn't work out. But I always gravitated towards it, and kind of got into the music more on the writing end, wanting to write songs, and so picked up the guitar and, you know, tried to learn a few Jimmy Page licks, of course, at the time, and took it to here. So,
right, marvelous. And you've got a pretty distinctive voice. I know it's on your webpage, but the description, Dan Barry, once wrote in the New Haven Advocate that
gargling cinder blocks,
wonderfully damaged voice.
That's right.
A sort of Tom Waits, I gargle cinder blocks in the morning.
Yep.
But here in the studio, it doesn't seem, as cinder blocky.
I think he caught me on a night that I had a cold or something. But.
Right. Okay. You know, on some of the albums, you know, I think earlier, but it may be your voice is sort of mellowing out a little bit.
It's changed a little bit over the years. Yeah.
Right. And. You know, but I just have always loved that characterization of your voice from the first time I read it, in The Advocate.
I got a kick out of it myself.
And if you want to know more about Sean Taylor, you can go to his webpage, which is SeanTaylorTunes.com. Sean is spelled SHAWN, if you're not familiar with him. And it's SeanTaylorTunes.com. He's got three albums out, the latest of which is called Home. Do you want to do a piece?
Sure.
From one of the albums?
Sure.
We've had you do a new piece.
Yeah, let's do this song. This is a song about waiting.
Sean's albums have been, showing up on the folk DJ listserv, being played across the nation now, really.
It's big in Japan, actually.
A lot of radio stations, is it?
It spins a lot in Japan, actually.
Yeah, the Japanese audience is really different. I don't know if it's expatriates or if it's Japanese, but, they're like wild about bluegrass.
Yeah,
Japan.
It's a country station that it spins on, actually.
Okay.
So
great.
Yeah. This is a song I initially wrote thinking about my grandmother, and thinking about her sitting at home with the kids and being pregnant and waiting for my grandfather to come home from overseas.
Okay.
So it's a song called Waiting.
That is a piece that you can hear called Waiting, which is on Sean's latest album, which is called Home. You like a lot of single word.
I do. Keep it simple.
You open up with dance as well. That's right. Keep it simple. But it's a wonderful, wonderful album. We've
Thank
been
you.
Playing it a lot here on Profiles in Folk. And again, it's called Home, and you can check it out at his webpage, SeanTaylorTunes.com. Or better yet, people can see you live.
That's the best thing to
and,
do. I'll put one right in your hand.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving, you'll be at the Old Dublin in Wallingford.
That's right, with another really great guitar player, Jim McKeeman.
Oh, okay.
So, and a great, great harmony singer, too.
Good, good. And then on Thursday, December 5th, another one of your regular haunts, Smoking with Chris up in Southbury.
Southington.
Southington.
Yeah.
Why do I have South?
That's a great little a family run barbecue place where they love music. So
great. Yeah, we need a lot more places like that.
We really do.
Especially where you can eat good barbecue.
It's great. It's some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
And hear good music.
That's right.
And we should make mention, this is a little out of our broadcast area, but on Saturday, December 7th, you've got like a little swing through Upper New England. You'll be at Off the Common Coffee House in Bridgewater, Mass. And then one concert that is out of state but is in our broadcast area, that's in Westerly, Rhode Island. On Sunday, December 8th, you'll be at Perks and Corks.
Mm-hmm.
But, try and get to the old Dublin in Wallingford. It's a nice venue, and it's that Saturday after Thanksgiving when people are looking for something to do beyond shopping.
That's right.
So, you can kind of mellow out and chill out with some really fine music. You have a time on that?
We usually start about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay. It's funny, I checked out your dates on Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
They put those little...
The little pins.
Pinpoints,
yeah.
Right. Well, for WSHU.
Virginia, right?
You know where they put the pinpoint? It was positioned on the border of Oklahoma and Kansas.
Yep.
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
No, but it even says the right, it says Fairfield, Connecticut on the
little,
the bubble.
Right. It's a funny thing how these things work. I'm familiar with Red House Records,
mm-hmm.
but they record a lot of really fine artists in there up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. But they do like a sort of keywords thing for their radio service. And I knew the woman who she's actually is from Woodbridge, who was their PR person for a good number of years, maybe a dozen years or so, Ellen Stanley. And her interns, I would get all these notes from them about, you'll enjoy, can you help us out with such and such appearing in Fairfield, and da 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 da. And every time I looked at the release, it was somebody appearing at one of their artists appearing at a coffee house in Fairfield, Iowa. So I used to send her a note and tease her and say, you're going to have to do better with that word search there.
Right.
But it happens. I got a chuckle out of that. Put the arrow right on the border of Oklahoma and Kansas.
Yeah, when I saw it, I thought it looked kind of cool, so I didn't even bother looking into checking it.
It wasn't clustered with all of your other appearances in the Northeast.
It looked interesting.
As long as people can find us, and we should let them know where we're at. This is WSHU Public Radio. We are 91.1. WSHU FM here in Fairfield, Connecticut, and we are 89.9 WSUF in Noyac, Greenport, New London. And we're streaming live on the internet at www.wshu.org. The man behind the glass tonight is Jeremy Hewitt. He's taking a bow at this very moment, and he's our engineer. And is one of Paul Ledvinovich's chief assistants. And this is, I guess, the second time, right, Jeremy, that you've worked Profiles in Folk?
Or maybe the third time.
Third time, okay. And he's a young guy, which is good, so we're trying to indoctrinate him into folk and acoustic music because we need more young people. Not only playing it, which there are a lot of people, young people playing it, but more young people listening to the music as well. How do you find your audiences? Are they age-wise? Are they older or?
It depends on what you mean by older, I guess.
more
for me, mature.
Anybody over 30 is old, I guess.
I'd say they tend to be more mature.
Right.
But not exclusively though.
Right. Okay. That's good. It's encouraging to hear because we are a graying. You go to festivals and boy, you see a lot of gray hair like mine.
Well, my kids are five.
I hardly have hair.
Yeah, my kids are 5 and 3, and they've been to Falcon Ridge. So
great, that's great.
Start them young, right?
That's it. It's one of the keys. One of the keys. Okay, our guest tonight here on Profiles in Focus, Sean Taylor, And he is from the Lower Naugatuck Valley here in Connecticut, right, you know, not that far away. And he has been ballad making for a good number of years, probably since what, mid 2000s?
Yeah, I've been writing a little longer than that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Your first album came out when?
Oh, 2008.
2008.
It's been a full-time endeavor for about 6 years.
6 years now. Right. Good. And you're doing well at it.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's hard row, too, to hoe, as they say.
It's a lot more work than you think when you dive in, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
But it's rewarding. So.
Especially, I mean, you do your own booking and everything, too, right?
Yep.
That's, you know, not easy.
It's not easy. It's very time-consuming. That's the deal with it.
Mm-hmm. But keep working at it. That's the key.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I wouldn't say this to you, but Lori McAllister, you probably know from Red Molly, mm-hmm. One Third Red Molly, she had been a guest a couple times years ago on the program as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
And she remembered this at one of the Connecticut folk festivals that they were one of the headliners at.
Two years ago, three years ago?
Yeah. And she said, I remember you saying on one show that, you know, the way to succeed might be to join a band. And she said, I did.
Yeah, look where it's gotten.
She says,
right?
It was great advice.
Yeah.
And I do remember that because she was going, you know, she was working an office career at the time. And she was, in fact, in that corner or that one of the corners here in the room. When the room was a little larger, and there were a couple other singer-songwriters from New York City, and she was sort of lamenting the fact that, you know, she was sort of stuck, and she didn't know whether she should really get into a solo career, and that's when I said something, you know, and I probably said it facetiously, was join a band, but maybe not. I'd have to go back and listen to the tape of the show.
Well, strength in numbers,
but,
I suppose.
But yeah, now she's very successful with Red Molly. So there, you know, that's it. But Sean is not only embarking on a solo career, but as we talked about earlier in the program, has been putting together this compilation disc to benefit. Sandy Hook and Newtown, which will focus on hope, songs of hope and healing, as you said, I think positive vibrations,
basically,
as well. That as we mentioned, his wife is a second grade teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and was in her classroom that morning of the horrific mass murder. Which is near the entrance of the school, and through the grace of God, was able to get out of the school with her class intact, whereas some students, 20 children, 6 school teachers and administrators, did not. And Sean has taken that good fortune and has moved a step further, as we talked about, in putting together, spearheading this effort to put together this compilation CD, probably again finding out that it's a lot more work than you think. Why don't we listen to a couple more cuts from the forthcoming double CD? We've chosen one from Melissa Faith Capizio, who lives up in Newtown.
I want to say she's living in Boston now, but
she's
from Newtown.
She's from Newtown.
Her mother
originally
teaches there too, I believe. So.
Oh, is that right?
At one of the schools, yes.
Okay. In Newtown. Mm-hmm. I knew her father through his work with the bluegrass band Big Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, probably was in this studio just about where you're sitting too, Andy Cartoon. She did a piece called All the Little Birds. And then we'll also play a piece from John Brooks, who I'm not familiar with.
He's from Canada. He's a real good songwriter.
Okay, great. Which part of Canada?
I want to say Toronto, but I may be wrong.
Okay, Good. And how did he contact you, or did you contact him?
He was one that had reached out when I put my stuff up on the NERFA listserv.
Okay.
A bunch of people had reached out, and actually, I just got to meet him at this past NERFA. So.
Oh wow! Oh, that's wonderful.
Good, yeah, and I heard him play this very track.
Great, and it's a piece called Mercy, but we'll start out with Melissa Faith Capizio.
Oh, I used to admire most a melody and what it could do with love and words. And I used to admire most the poet who, with a pen, untangled this world into verse. And I used to admire all I thought was profound. I plagiarized the prophets and the saints. Ah, but now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that
I admire most. Oh, it's mercy that I admire most. And I waited out my low youth for a fallow spectacle. In line, snaking round coliseums. And I marched in the drench under fame's soft fist clenched. And I paid all the scalpers just to see them. Ah, but now, now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Ah, it's mercy that I admire most. And I admire the pure of heart that will one thing. And I admire the steady in their routine. And I admire decision and the mind that endures it, and those who speak, though they be shamed. And I admire all the reckless voices for the voiceless, and the man standing in the path of tanks. Ah, but now, now that I'm older, oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Oh, it's mercy that I admire most. Mercy.
That's John Brooks with a song entitled Mercy, which is going to be found on the Songs for Hope album to benefit Newtown and the Sandy Hook Elementary School and the arts programs up there that hopefully will be coming out this spring. We're going to hold you to that. And before that, we heard Melissa Faith Capizio, who is, if you're familiar with the bluegrass group Big Appalachia, Andy Cartoon, banjo player, that is his daughter. He lives up in Newtown, and a piece called All the Little Birds that she wrote right after the mass slayings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And again, if you want to find out more about the forthcoming album, if you want to order a copy, they can do that through the webpage, right?
Right now, we only have the donation thing up. In about a month, we'll be doing start the pre-sales.
Okay, in about a month.
But if you sign, if you follow the blog, you'll get all those updates.
Exactly. Go to sandyhooksongsforhope.org. That's sandyhooksongsforhope.org, and you'll learn a lot more about the compilation CD set that Sean is putting together. And don't forget to go to SeanTaylorTunes.com and find out more about Sean Taylor. And again, he will be at the Old Dublin the Saturday night after Thanksgiving, November 30th. That's the Old Dublin in Wallingford. And he'll be in Southington at Smoking with Chris. I got it right that time.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on Thursday, December 5th. And then on Sunday, December 8th, for those of you out in Rhode Island who probably pick up our WSUF signal, he'll be at Perks and Corks. What is that, a coffee and wine shop?
It's essentially. It's a really nice room, actually. Very comfortable.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
It's a great name for a venue, that's for sure. And again, that's Sunday, December 8th at Perks and Corks in Westerly, Rhode Island. Well, it's been wonderful to finally get you in here on
a
Friday evening. I'm glad you had an off night. Glad for our audience to hear more of your music. And we're going to hear one more piece, but we'll have you back in once that album is hitting the streets, as they say.
Sure.
Be wonderful and talk some more about your career as well. So thank you for coming in and
thanks
and
for having
joining
me.
Us. It's been fun. What are you going to end up with?
Well, in light of everything that's happened over the last year, this is a song I wrote that was on my last two CDs because I didn't get it right the first time. But it's a song I wrote a few years ago, and it actually makes more sense the older I get. It's a song about finding time to do the things you love to do and to be with the people you love to be with. It's called Time for Us. It's 3 a.m. The baby's sleeping in the other room. Looks like there might be time for us. So pour the wine, pull down the shades, spin up some kind of blue. Just a couple things we might discuss. We can lay this whole night together. Laugh until the sun come up, greet another day. We can walk this whole world together. Be at home right where we lay. So when your walls are closing in, baby, and the floor's begun to drop away, we got their smiles and I got yours and you got mine. There'll be brighter days yet to come somewhere. We can lay this whole night together underneath the stars at night on a mountain high. We can walk this whole world together. Be at home right where we lie. Things come on, we're leaving in the morning, baby. Gotta stop our talk and make our getaway. Cause life is short, you know it's gone without a warning, baby. You can't up, so let it slip away. We can lay this whole night together underneath the stars at night by the ocean side. We can walk this whole world together. Be at home right where we lie. It's 3 a.m. The baby's sleeping in the other room. Looks like there might be time for us. So pour the wine, pull down the shades, spin up some kind of blue. Just a couple things we might discuss. We can lay this whole night together underneath the stars at night by the ocean side. We can walk this whole world together, be at home right where we lie. We can lay this whole night together, be at home right where we lie. We can live this whole life together, be at home anywhere we lay. Be at home right where we lay. Be at home right where we lay.
Live in Studio A, that's Sean Taylor from right down the road, Lower Naugatuck Valley, Connecticut. Troubadour, storyteller, and a compilation creator as well. You can go to SeanTaylorTunes.com, find out more about him, and to SandyHookSongsForHope.org to find out more about the compilation CD that will benefit programs in Newtown, especially take a look as we come upon the unfortunate anniversary on December 14th of that horrific mass murder at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But our thanks to Sean for taking the time to
spend with us and to talk about the compilation CD and talk a little bit about his career. We definitely will have him back.